Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland, and Des is here with the sports news at 23 minutes to 8.
Yeah, good morning, Anya. Last night's Europa Conference League qualifier to begin with, St. Patrick's Athletic were beaten 2-1 in Luxembourg by Dudelange. But Mark Doyle salvaged St. Pat's hopes with a crucial late goal to give them a real chance in the second leg. I saw the second half of the match and Pat's were lucky to be only 2-0 down. The Luxembourg side were very good. So Pat's, though, now in a strong chance of getting through because they've pulled that goal back. And if they were to get through in the second leg next week, the progress would guarantee them about 550,000 in UEFA prize money. It's huge money. So let's hear the reaction of St. Pat's manager John Daly.
Result-wise, it was great to get the goal late on to close the gap. Obviously very disappointed with the performance. I thought we turned the ball over far too often, and nearly every time we did, they created a chance. So, you know, I've just spoke to the players about the fact that, and it's something I've mentioned prior to the game, and I don't know if anyone really paid much attention to it, but the difficulty coming into this game was immense with the, you know, we haven't had 1 minute of footage on them of their new coach, so it's been really, really difficult to look at what they're about and how they go about their game. So the pleasing thing is we now know what to expect. I think we need to be better in possession. I think Dean was fantastic. He made some good saves when we turned it over. And obviously delighted for Mark Doyle to pop up with that goal later.
That's John Daly. Now, two more Irish sides are in Europa Conference League action this evening. Dundalk play the Magpies in Gibraltar at 5 o'clock. Derry City in the Faroe Islands, they play Torshavn at 7 o'clock. It's women's semi-final day at Wimbledon, and there's huge interest in one of the semi-finals. The Ukrainian Elena Svitolina is playing, having given birth just a few 9 months ago to a baby, and she's talking about Ukraine and what it means to her people. So they've kind of embraced her, the public have embraced her. And she's playing a Czech player, Markéta Vondrousova, this afternoon. Now, whichever of them makes the final, it'll be the first time in 60 years that an unseeded player has gone through to the final. It'd be very rare and would make them very popular. That 60 years ago was Billie Jean King. She was Billie Jean Moffat at the time. It beat Margaret Smith, who before she became Margaret Court. But it's incredible that it's so long since this has happened. Svitolina, who has never won a Grand Slam, knocked out the world number one Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals, and Swiatek says she will be supporting the Ukrainian.
Yeah, I'll root for her, especially because we like each other as people, you know. I told her on the net that I hope she wins this tournament, but you know how it is in tennis. It's tough to win a Grand Slam, but I know that for sure she wants it really bad, so I'll be rooting for her, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, Svitolina missed, she wasn't expecting to get so far, she missed the Harry Styles concert, and so there's all these reasons why I think everyone loves her. The second semi-final sees last year's
wear
runner
a feather boa as she wins.
Yeah. Well, Ons Jabeur will try and stop her. She was beaten in last year's final. She plays the Australian Open champion Aryna Sabalenka in the second semi-final. Now, in rugby, Irish captain Johnny Sexton will discover his fate in a disciplinary hearing today. He had a misconduct complaint lodged against him following his behaviour towards match officials after Leinster's Champions Cup final defeat to La Rochelle in May. James McNabney, meanwhile, returns to the Ireland team for their World Under 20 Championship final against France tomorrow night. The only change to the side that beat South Africa. Dermot Mangan moves from the flank to the second row for the match in Cape Town, which kicks off at 6 o'clock tomorrow. In cycling, Jasper Philipsen made it 4 wins from 4 in sprint finishes in the Tour de France. He took stage 11. There's no change at the top of the GC. And the Scottish Open golf gets underway today. It's just 1 week out from the British Open, so 8 of the world's top 10 are playing. And a serious prize money as well, £7 million, £1.2 million for the winner up for grabs. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Seamus Power, Patrick Harrington and Tom McKibben all chasing that big prize money. And in racing, good card at Leopardstown this evening. There's also action in Downpatrick.